A study released this month revealed alarming rates of violence against girls aged 10 to 18 in Senegal's southern regions of Ziguinchor, Kolda, and Seydou. Conducted by the UN Children's Fund and the University of Ziguinchor, the study says breaking the silence around sexual violence in the region is key to protecting girls. But a state education worker in the Seydou region, Yadikun Sanejata, says too often a family's honor is put ahead of the child's needs.
Une fille qui est victime de violence, si c'était un viol, la famille, la première réaction, c'est de se taire, c'est de mimétiser.
She says silence to preserve the family's honor is a family's first reaction when a girl is raped. She says this girl has perhaps already been promised in marriage, so her family doesn't want her to be stigmatized by the community. She says the family prefers to handle it themselves instead of going to the authorities. It's also not rare, she says, for the perpetrator to be an uncle, cousin, or other family member. This silence, she says, breeds impunity. Jata says we imprisoned one teacher who got his student pregnant this year, but that was the exception. Many cases, she says, are not even reported, which just encourages perpetrators. Head of girls' education for the Ziguinchor region, Aminata Traore, said girls are at risk in schools and in the community.
Ces filles sont confrontées à ces violences parce que c'est des filles.
Traore says many of the girls attacked are from poor families. She says these girls go out in the street to sell peanuts and bananas and are exposed to risk. She says we see many cases of these girls being raped. But sometimes, she says, it's the very people who are supposed to be protecting the girls that take advantage of them, and the girls become pregnant. Local education authorities say rates of early marriage and pregnancy among girls aged 10 to 18 in Senegal's southern regions are alarming. The report pointed to more than 700 girls who were pregnant in 2009.
Il y a l'autre forme de violence, c'est-à-dire les grossesses précoces.
Education specialist in the Kolda region, Umar Jata, says early pregnancy is a form of violence against girls because it has negative effects on their health, their morality, and their educations. The girls are very young, he says, so pregnancy and childbirth, often in rural areas, are difficult and risky. He said traditional practices still common in the Kolda region, like female genital mutilation and forced early marriage, also constitute forms of violence. Researchers hope the study will be a call to action for local authorities and international actors to work together to better assist victims and fight violence against children.
Améliorer les systèmes de protection des enfants, promouvoir le changement social.
UNICEF's head in Ziguinchor, Christina De Bruyn, says we need to improve child protection systems, encourage social change in how people deal with this violence, and reinforce partnerships and protection systems to deal with cases of emergency. She says this study has helped by collecting the data, and now we need to work to better protect children. It's a task, she says, that begins with prevention. Those working on child protection in the region said educating families and children about sexual violence and children's rights is paramount to keeping girls safe. Anne Luck for VOA News, Dakar.